Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
All right, time now for our expensive phone call to Los Angeles. Enty, come on in. How are you?
You know what I thought about? I'm great. You know what I thought about this morning was, I think that you guys wake up about the same time I do, but there's still the 19-hour time difference. That's what's crazy to me.
Oh, so what time do you wake up over there?
I probably wake up about 6:30 or 7 a.m., which is about 2 a.m. your time.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. You're dead right. Yeah.
Later.
Mate, there's some bleak mornings. I tell you what, Monday morning, 3:30 a.m., that's not pretty, Enty, I'll tell you that.
How long have you guys been doing that, where you wake up so early every single morning?
Well, no, only 2 years. We're only new to
it. Feels like a long time.
It feels like 22.
Jono used to have hair 2 years ago. Jono had a lot of hair, but that's all gone.
Disappeared, mate. We used to have a cushy gig where you'd be on air from 3 till 7 in the afternoon. Dream hours, Enty.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no, they call that, cool, that like prestigious breakfast slot. There's nothing prestigious about the slot. Nothing. Nothing. Hey, Enty, Madonna. 64 years old, and looking at pictures of her yesterday, she looks like she could be my 19-year-old daughter.
That's, you know, what they call a little Photoshop, a little filtering, and just a quench for thirst. I mean, can you imagine a 65-year-old just saying, you know what I want to do? I just want to get half naked and let everybody take a good look at me.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, if I looked like that, I would as well. I mean, she looks great.
I must admit,
she does look good.
Yeah, she does look good. I must admit, looking at it, very saucy, racy photos. I don't know if my mum, any prior on her 64th, wanted to get down on all fours and for me photograph her in some sort of saucy negligee. It would be awkward for me.
But what if your mom was, you know, I don't know, if she looked great at 64. That's the one thing about her kids is that you feel like Rocco said, okay, I see the writing on the wall here, and I'm getting out as quickly as possible. And he got out, moved back home, moved across the world and said, I'm done, no more. But, like, Lourdes has been told, oh, my gosh, you're going to be this model and everything. Let me call in all these favors. You're going to be the face of so-and-so and so-and-so. And Lourdes doesn't seem to really want to do it. The only person that seems to really get involved in Madonna's games at all seems to be David, who, hey, Dave, will you wear a dress? Sure, I'll wear a dress. You do this for me? Sure, I'll do that for you. And just kind of seems to be willing to do whatever mom wants.
You know, in 20 years' time, she's going to be 84, and she's going to be an absolute nightmare in the retirement village. She's going to be giving people heart attacks all over town. Have you had dealings with Madonna in the past, Enty?
I mean, I've met her a few times, but I've never done business with her or anything like that. And my meetings with her have been, you know, backstage at a concert or something like that. I don't even think I've seen her she hasn't been to a movie premiere in forever. But, because she's more New York-based, and because I'm in L.A., our paths don't usually cross.
I'll tell you what she's done a good job, is keeping in the zeitgeist, hasn't she? Over her entire career, whether or not you're like, oh, you know, getting into your knickers on your 64th birthday, attention-seeking or not, she's done a really good job.
She's done it all the way through. That's been her. She's unashamedly, which is pretty awesome that she does this.
I think that if you look at her, that she has or was the first person to be able to say, I can switch genres. I can do this. If you go back to Borderline in the 80s, and then see how she progressed her career. And when she needed to do a change, she did a change. And when she needed to have a different style of music, she did a different style of music. It wasn't until about the past, I don't know, decade or so, that she finally said, okay, I can't keep up anymore with all the changes and everything. But for a solid 30 years, she was changing. And if you think about people who haven't been able to change, and somebody like Katy Perry, I think that she said, you know what? I had my little run. Now I'm just going to do judging on TV shows and stuff like that. Lady Gaga is really trying, but there's just, because Madonna is her idol, so she's going to keep trying. But it's just that ability to read what the new music is and a new generation and what they're going to like. And it is very difficult to have a 3 or 4 decade career like Madonna did.
She's done, and she, you know, she's paved the way. You know, for the likes of Cardi B doing WAP. You know, Madonna, she should be thanking Madonna for that WAP song, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about Like a Prayer, how controversial that song was, and the entire world was in an uproar that she had some video where she had a person, you know, basically pretending to be Jesus, and the whole controversy that surrounded that and everything that she did. She had the book, Sex or whatever, where, you know, there were the coffee table book and there's naked photos of Madonna, and oh my goodness, the whole world is coming to an end. So she did. She broke down a lot of those barriers, and I just remember the controversy, and I also remember the controversy. I think Pepsi sponsored that that whole album, and then they were in a whole bunch of trouble because, oh my gosh, so you condone this whole you know, Jesus thing and Like a Prayer, and it was Madonna was controversial in her day, and she hasn't backed down. If you think about what she did with her birthday photos, it's the same kind of thing. She hasn't stopped being Madonna.
No, well, good on her. I mean, you know, all those people who were complaining in the 80s, if only they were around now to see what we're digesting. The content.
Inti, we always get excited when celebrities come to New Zealand. I don't know if you have any idea why she's here. Maybe she's just here on holiday, but Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe from Friends, is here. We're excited about that, but we're not sure why she's here. And we want to leave her be, but we're at the same time, we're very curious to know why she's here.
You know, I don't know, but I know that Rita and Taika Waititi, they're in Wellington. She's in Wellington. I mean, I think he's supposed to start filming Time Bandits or something in Wellington. Maybe she's doing that. All maybe right. A little small wedding in New Zealand, and she's there for that. But I can't find that they're necessarily – I don't think that they're friends or maybe she is there just on holidays. She's not doing her own show because that show has a crazy low budget. Where, you know, you can't do anything outside the studio, really.
What's the
show? You know, holiday or maybe to see Rita.
What's the show that she's doing in America?
It's a show where, do you know where you're from or something like that? It's basically like a DNA thing. And, oh, look, we've looked up your ancestors kind of thing. And, oh, you know, look, you know, your ancestor owned slaves. Or, look, oh, my gosh, your ancestor was the King of England's maid. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Well, so maybe she got some ancestors who could trace back to Wellington, New Zealand. But the thing is, Enty, you know, being a small country, and you're used to it over there, you're surrounded by celebrities and movie stars and TV stars. Over here, we get very excited. But we need to contain our excitement. We come on too strong. We're like, she was at a restaurant in Wellington on Saturday night. All of a sudden, we're phoning, well, not us, but the media, we're phoning the restaurant. What did she eat? What did she say? Who did she look at? Did she go to the toilet? Did she look at anyone in the eye? And yeah, we need to chill a bit. How do we act around celebrities? You tell us. We don't know.
Well, I mean, that's Lisa Kudrow. Can you imagine if it was somebody who actually
you know,
was famous, right?
I know. Friends. Friends has just started in New Zealand. That's how far behind we are.
there's a lot of catching up that you guys have to do. Jennifer Aniston becomes famous. Yeah, I know.
Hey, shocking news about poor Anne Heche. And I was reading into this. She's had a really troubled life, Anne Heche.
You know, she really did. And one of the things that I was talking about on my podcast was, if you think about back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe about 15, she was in the tabloids every single week because of the fact that she would, you know, act crazy. She'd get into situations and stuff. And it was not dissimilar to what we saw with Britney. Uh-huh. And it was the same kind of thing where we chose to, you know, tabloidize somebody's mental health issues because of the fact that it sold newspapers, it got clicks. You know, nobody cared about Britney, I mean, other than being a celebrity, until she, you know, started shaving her hair and started doing all those kind of things. And Heche, nobody really cared about her so much other than, you know, obvious thirst trap kind of relationship with Ellen. But until she started having, you know, public episodes and where she would have a DUI and stuff like that. Anne Heche was sexually abused when she grew up. She's talked about this. I mean, it was a rough, rough childhood for her. And to escape from that and then to live somewhat of a normal life and then to be in the Hollywood spotlight shining down on you for your every move, and that was difficult for her. Mm. And just to deal with that. And then, you know, she's had some tumultuous relationships. then, you know, she's been filming this movie that just got finished called The Girl in Room 13, which is a documentary, basically, not a documentary, inspired by actual events, about a girl who's essentially sex trafficked, and Anne Heche is the girl's mom, and how she goes undercover, not undercover, but deep into, you know, to try and find her daughter and gets embroiled in the world of sex trafficking. And I wonder if that, you know, it started having flashbacks and stuff for her and memories of things that had happened when she was younger, because she's really been not really in the news for doing anything untoward or having an episode or, you know, one of the things that she was known for being the tabloid. So I wonder if that was some kind of trigger for her.
Yeah, you're feeling sad. Because the article was saying she actually phoned her mother about the abuse she suffered, and her mother hung up the phone on it.
Really?
So then she, I guess, yeah. You know, what choice do you have? I mean, you'd be constantly trying to escape that, wouldn't you? And drugs and alcohol is probably the natural choice.
Yeah, and one of the things that also is a parallel to the movie is that in the movie, the daughter that she goes to rescue has had an opioid addiction, and the husband of the Anne Heche's character's husband and also the police just believe that the daughter has started using again, which she hasn't. And if you look at Anne Heche, remember there was the still photo of her after she crashed into the garage, and there was a bottle with a red top, and everybody assumed it was alcohol and that she was drunk and drinking just because of the fact that she had the history of alcohol abuse. But it turns out that there was no alcohol in her bloodstream. But we were so quick to say, oh, it must be alcohol. She must have drank it because this is the Anne Heche that we know.
Mm.
Yeah, so there was cocaine in her system, but there was nothing else. There was no alcohol, but we just had this rush to judgment saying, oh, it's Anne Heche, you know, we expect this of her.
And it's a good lesson for us, isn't it? To not be so judgy.
Inti, what happens when someone is in the public eye, you know, and they're getting a lot of clicks with articles and tabloids? I mean, how much is the media following them? Have they got paparazzi outside their house? Can they walk down the street without people, like, trying to take a photo? I mean, how crazy is that, being in that public eye?
I would say that 10 years ago was much more difficult to be in the public eye, because back then there were a lot more news outlets. Magazines were still making money. They were still printing double or triple the number of pages they are now. There were a lot of photo sites, and so there were a lot of paparazzi because there was a lot of money to be made. There's not as much money to be made anymore. And when you have big celebrities like Kim Kardashian or something with their own private paparazzi who just automatically have an outlet, so there's not really an extra outlet. There's not really a way to snap those photos. So it really has to be something where there's a frenzy, where there's some kind of news story that people want to follow. Other than that, you know, you can pretty much get away with walking around wherever you want to walk around. There's certain areas, there's certain restaurants and stuff like that you automatically know, hey, if I go here, I'm going to get photographed, something's going to happen, you know. But you can stay out of the spotlight. It's not that difficult to stay out of the spotlight. You can live a totally normal life. You can go to the playgrounds, you can drop off your kids at school, you can do all those kind of things, and a paparazzi will never run into you. It's up to you whether or not you're going to make that call to a paparazzi. It's up to you if you're going to go to a restaurant where you know that they are. So it's up to you how you want to choose to live your life under the microscope of the camera or not.
I'd be calling the paps. I'd be turning up to those restaurants. I'm a fame-hungry, soulless human being, Enty. Hey, thank you so much for your time, mate. Really great insight into Hollywood. Appreciate your time. And Enty, we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a great week, okay? Get some sleep.
Cheers, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, bud.